The Whopper Report. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. FactCheck.org has issued its annual Whopper Report, documenting the biggest lies from the presidential campaign. Don't worry, not going to read it to you. I'm sure you already know what the Whoppers are. But I feel someone should at least look at the fact checks, even if it's just me, because reporters work hard on these. So many footnotes. Of course, Donald Trump got the most Whoppers for his tales of thousands of celebrating Muslims, and Hillary Clinton came in second for the tap dance about her email server. And Bernie Sanders got called out for his Social Security mathematics. But even as I summarize these things, it reminds me of the fundamental problem with facts. There's no market for them. They're dull. Hearing Trump calling out New Jersey Muslims for partying is far more interesting than finding out that it's not true. No supporters want to hear the facts behind their candidate's lies. It spoils it. It's like a magician revealing where his rabbits are hidden. Who would pay to see that? Nobody. There was a time when fact checks had a purpose, when they might have deterred candidates from making up stuff or shamed them into an apology. But candidates have learned that nobody retweets facts. In fact, unless facts start getting more interesting, the fact is facts will eventually disappear entirely. And by the way, the latest proof that the truth doesn't pay? Steve Harvey, who is being crucified for screwing up Miss Universe. If he'd been thinking clearly, he would have behaved like a politician and stuck with Miss Columbia no matter what. If he had, I bet he'd find himself leading in Iowa today. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.